I'm Dan Klefstad. A report released Tuesday connects a lack of access to preschool to future criminal behavior. The group Fight Crime, Invest in Kids says investing in early childhood education would pay dividends over the coming decades. Marilyn Height Ross is the Winnebago County State's Attorney.
I am a big believer in keeping children in the classroom and not the courtroom. And I think by getting involved at the beginning of their life, we can be proactive as opposed to being reactive to when they get into their teen and early adult years and start entering the juvenile justice system through delinquency court.
The group cites a study of a Chicago preschool program. It found kids who were not involved were 70% more likely to be arrested for a violent crime by their 18th birthday. In other news, Illinois public health officials say they'll work to increase vaccination rates. Brian Mackey has more.
The announcement comes as the U.S. is expected to have the worst run of measles outbreaks since the disease was deemed eliminated in the year 2000. The Centers for Disease Control says 626 cases have been reported nationwide, including 7 in Illinois. Because of that, the Illinois Department of Public Health says it'll send mobile units to neighborhoods with low vaccination rates, try to reach people at county fairs, neighborhood parties, and churches, and work to fight misinformation about the safety of vaccines. The CDC says this year's measles was brought back from overseas, particularly Israel, Ukraine, and the Philippines, each of which is experiencing a significant outbreak. I'm Brian Mackey.
Two lawsuits have been filed against an Illinois man whose son is accused of killing 4 people and injuring 3 others in a shooting at a Nashville Waffle House. The lawsuits were filed in Tazewell County against Jeffrey Reinking on behalf of a woman who was injured and another whose daughter was killed. The Peoria Journal-Star reports the lawsuits state Travis Reinking used a gun in the attack his father Jeffrey gave him after Travis was released from a hospital's mental health unit in violation of state law. Jeffrey Reinking is also charged in Illinois with unlawful delivery of a firearm. And the man who was the longest-serving mayor in Illinois has died at age 92. Former Marion mayor Bob Butler served as the Southern Illinois City's mayor for nearly 55 years. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. One of the people named in a published report about improper hiring by former SIU president Randy Dunn is now leaving the university's system office. The Southern Illinoisan reports Brad Caldwell will leave as vice president for academic affairs. He's being reassigned to a teaching position at SIU Carbondale, where he holds tenure. Caldwell was an interim SIUC chancellor from 2015 to 2017. The Illinois Office of the Executive Inspector General found Dunn violated hiring rules when he signed off on the hiring of Caldwell and the late Chancellor Carlo Montemagno's daughter and son-in-law. Southern Illinois business leaders say they need more help from the state when it comes to attracting and retaining qualified workers. SIH President and CEO Rex Buddy told a regional chamber meeting yesterday that states surrounding Illinois are luring away workers and business.
The biggest concern is just the lack of competitiveness of the state compared to surrounding states and the impact it's going to have on where people, put businesses. And we need folks with good paying jobs and good benefits in the region, but if you can cross some imaginary line between one state to another and it's a lot cheaper to do business, it's just tough to compete with that.
Business leaders say they remain concerned about a minimum wage increase. They say that some will cost millions more in payroll once it's fully implemented. Illinois' new minimum wage law has at least one state lawmaker talking about making changes even before any increases take effect. State Representative Darren Bailey says the burden is too high for business owners across Southern Illinois.